Hi, Spencer Rivers here with the Thursday edition of Well, What Do You Know? This first story starts out kind of funny, but doesn't end up that way. The police went to a McDonald's in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. 29-year-old woman there named Skylar Perrin went through the drive-thru several times in a row because she kept forgetting she'd already been there. That's the funny part. Eventually, the staff called the police. When they got there, Skylar failed a sobriety test, and it turned out she had methadone in her system. She told the cops she had a prescription for methadone, but prescription or not, it's not safe to drive when you take it. Her kids were in the car at the time, too. Charges were just filed against her, one for felony endangerment of a child, and three DUI counts and more. Guy in Texas was test driving a BMW. Drove it to the bank and robbed the place. Then he drove back to the dealership and used that cash to buy the car. The cops tracked him down there. He was just sentenced to 20 years in prison. For Pete's sake. Okay, this is probably one of the most exciting ones of the day. Man spends 24 hours in bean dip to help local restaurant. The bean dip comes with a side of human flesh. Hunter Ray Baker is spending 24 hours in a tub of bean dip to bring customers to his favorite local restaurant. The stuntman is trying to save Los Toros, a Mexican restaurant in L.A., as it continues to struggle from the pandemic. Barker says he has nothing to lose by trying to help a small business in a unique way. Don't know if I'd want to be in bean dip. Yikes. Look, this goes way back. The most serious crime in ancient Rome was killing a parent. The punishment was being sewn into a bag with a monkey, snake, dog, and a chicken, and then thrown in the river to drown. Freddie, you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. I'm Spencer Rivers.